Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Welcome to the show today. Today, we have a show that I think will actually not only inspire you to take some action, but touch your heart and touch the way that you may feel about some of your past. Interesting, right? Well, listen, we're all on a journey to find our way home. What does that mean to you? Well, it might mean something different than it does to me. But to me, it means that we are on a journey to experience everything we can in life, but also to evolve, to grow, to become the best version of ourselves. You know, if we got things in the past we need to clean up, then we clean them up. If we have things in our life that aren't working, then we start to look at what are the three or four steps I need to take to start making it work, right? And we do this in all areas of our life, you know, with our relationships, with our businesses, with our partners, with our marriage, with our children, with our finances, all areas, right? You know, some of you know I've been a business strategist and also a transformational coach for the last 26 years. And I've seen people evolve and grow and become the best version of themselves time and time again. But how do they do it? Well, they connected with something deeper inside of themselves than their head. They really started to tune into their heart, and they started to ask those questions of what's really important to me? What do I want? What's my purpose in life? A lot of times we can find our purpose and our meaning in life through media with maybe with me today, or maybe you're watching a film that really touches you and it opens something inside of you. Well, today on the show, I have a very special guest. We're going to be talking about a new film that's coming out. It's called The Way Home. And I have the creator of this film. And we're going to be talking some not only about the film, but a little bit about what I just shared with you. So I hope you'll stay tuned. And I'll be right back here right after the break. Well, welcome back, everybody. Darius, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for watching.
Yeah. Hey, well, let me, my audience doesn't know you yet, but I'd like to give a little introduction to everybody. So Darius Wilher is a full-time filmmaker whose love for cinema began as a child. When growing up in Hollywood, and of course, in the course of 3.5 decades, he's worked in and for many major studios and production companies, including Sony, MTV, Legendary, Netflix, and a whole bunch more. He's been a director, producer, writer, director, photographer, editor, and just about everything else in the business. And Darius has a new film out called The Way Home, and we're going to be talking about it. Darius, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ken. It's really a pleasure and an honor to be here on a show that really focuses on what I believe is incredibly necessary, which is positivity and inspiration in a pretty cynical world.
Well, you know, you and I were talking, you know, there's so much negativity in the world. And, you know, of course, you know, if you look for it, you can really find it. But it's not as easy to find some of the positivity that really I think needs to be in the world. world. Sometimes it comes with strings attached, right? You get a little positivity and then you got to buy something, or you have to go to a church or a religion. Why can't we just be kind to each other and find something that, you get it, right?
Totally. If only it was that easy, right? You would think.
Well, listen, man, you've been in Hollywood, you've been in the business for a long time, and you have this new amazing film out. What inspired you to bring The Way Home into the world?
Well, originally I was kind of hired to sort of create a commercial for this incredible place in Mexico called Puebla, Mexico. It's beautiful. It has, these parts of the state which are just hundreds, thousands of years old. And then they have these new modern parts. And they were like, we want you to do this, this 15-minute commercial. And I said, why don't we do something bigger than that? Why don't we do something more ambitious? Why don't we really, show the world what Puebla is through the eyes of someone that they can all identify with, a story that everybody can relate to, because, now more than ever, we are a migratory population. People are moving all over the place more than ever before. I've, moved numerous times. And, I wanted to take a pause and just say, you may have a lot going on in life, but it's important at some point to just stop and, really look at where you're doing, where you're going, and what you consider truly important, and just time take a moment to reflect on what really are your core values, where did they come from, and how can they influence what you're doing in life to have a better, more fulfilling life. Because really, for many of us, it's really just become about, the grind, the 9-to-5, and, taking off on Sunday. But it's easy to sort of get swept up in that and sort of lose track of the bigger overall journey that we're all taking in life.
Absolutely. And as a person that lives from his values and looks for positivity in the world and movies that I can really connect with that really come from the heart, a heartfelt place. I'm glad you made the film. I really am. And because those types of films are they're not out there as much as I'd like them to be. Right.
Yeah.
Hollywood puts out a lot of stuff and a lot of it's not really heart centered. It's bang, bang, shoot 'em up stuff. And it can be pretty dark. So I'm glad you made this film. Tell me a little bit about the film itself and, what's happening in this film.
Okay. Well, the film kind of starts where you see kind of our main character who's sort of just lost his parents and is kind of, he's being mentored or being raised really by his grandfather who's trying to share kind of these deeply important wisdom lessons. And I think many of us have that person in our life, whether it was our dad or a mom or a godfather or our grandparents who they've already had all this experience and they're trying to tell you, listen to these words of wisdom, knowing that you probably won't, that you're going to have to go through some hard knocks in life. But when it happens, you'll sort of have this reflection that you can kind of go, I remember when this person told me. So there's this grandfather who kind of is raising him. And basically, really in the first few minutes of the film, we just kind of see him. He moves to New York because he's super attracted to the U.S. and New York as this sort of the American dream type of thing. And, he gets a phone call, 20 years later saying, hey, your grandfather just passed away. And his kind of like his last wish was that you return home to scatter his ashes in all these places that you visited with him as a child. So that sort of brings our character home where he kind of comes home to Puebla, Mexico. And he's seeing these incredible places that were connecting to core memories and core values that have shaped who he is and enable him to sort of evaluate his successes and his failures, to really kind of take a breath and kind of go, where am I going in life? What am I valuing? Because in America, we kind of have some pretty strong messages as to what we value as a society. And they're not always linked to family or these other things. That the metric is often more about business success, which, you know, to each their own. I'm not saying it's not a valuable metric, but to all things in balance. So that's sort of the film, sort of him exploring this beautiful country, this beautiful state, and, you know, having these, you know, his grandfather kind of returning in a spiritual way to sort of take a moment.
Wow. Well, okay, I got to take a quick break. We come back. I'd like to take a little deep dive into that spiritual moment and what that meant in the film and maybe what that even means to you. We'll be right back.
Okay.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
The station that makes you feel good.
The Courage to Find Your Way Home is the name of the show. And also I named it after the film, The Way Home. And the creator of the film is with us, Darius. Darius, the spiritual part of this, what happens with this? So what is that piece in the film, and how does it connect to us, and how will we be able to relate to that?
I believe that most of us, you know, the people watching this, many of the people in the world, we have these moments in life. I don't know that self-doubt is the right word, but reflection, I think, is more a correct word, where you just kind of take a pause and there is something about where we all came from that that is just an intrinsic part of who we are, that form our personalities, our personality, our the way we view the world in positive ways and in negative ways. But I think any view to the future has to reflect on the journey thus far and the things that have made us to sort of be, it's almost like a touchstone, you know, it's, you know, like when you're going somewhere, it's always important to gauge sort of like how far you've come. And a really important part of that is how far have you come as a person? Are you the person that you want to be? Are you valuing the things in life that you want to value? And perhaps most importantly, which is a huge part of the subtext and the theme of this film, are you spending your time on the things that you want to spend it and with the people that you want to spend it with? Because at the end of the day, in my belief, and certainly a strong part of the film's message, is that the most valuable thing that you will ever have is your time. Because what you give away, you can't get back.
Yeah. Well, you know, it reminds me of, for all of us, it is the hero's journey, as great mythologist and author Joseph Campbell would say.
Yes, the hero of a thousand faces.
A hero of a thousand faces, you know, it is that journey that we're all on. We're all taking it. And one of the things I love about the film is that it helps us to self-reflect and look at what's going on within our own lives as we experience this entertainment on the big screen.
Yes.
How did you put all that together? that's pretty cool.
You know, the hero's journey is a fascinating thing, because you can always say that every film you see being made by Marvel or Disney, same company, is all sort of a hero's journey. And, you know, I think that sort of it has programmed a lot of people to believe that something spectacular and incredible sort of has to happen in your life for you to be on a hero's journey. And that's not the case. You know, it's really not. You know, when you look at how tough it can be in today's day and age to just remain true to yourself, that's a hero's journey. And it doesn't have to come with the sound of, you know, what, I forget the saying, but, you know, the sounding of bells and brass trumpets. You know, it can come gently, you know, in the form of waking up one morning and looking at the place where you played as a kid to just make you realize that the journey you want is the most important one you will have. So me going like, how do I tell this to an audience in a way that they can connect with? And I hope I did that in a good fashion. I hope that the things that I touched upon will be true for the vast majority of people who watch it.
Yeah. You know, I tell up and coming authors that, you know, that we don't really write books. Books write us. They change our lives. How did the movie change, you know, and I say it about books, but same thing with movies. How did the movie change your life, would you say?
Well, you know, I would say something that's distinctly different from most other art forms is that a movie is a collective creation, you know, and movies are not possible without just a spectacular number of contributions, you know, from the cinematographer, from the composers, from the producers, from the executive producers, from the makeup artist, even from the people who are, you know, bringing the food or driving the trucks. And perhaps most importantly, or of primary importance, is from the actors. And but they were all phenomenal. Everybody who contributed to this film, I owe an incredible debt of gratitude to. And I know that for a bunch of them, the movie was a transformative experience because A, it was very intense, which low budget films tend to be. But this was for me, it's been 5 years since I did my last film as a writer director. And I spoke about what's important to me about this phase of my life. And it really was affirmative that I am a filmmaker, whether it makes sense to anyone else or not. You know, the people who informed my choices in my life, my mentors, they left me lessons, which I still reflect on. But one of the most important ones was be true to yourself. And, you know, you can listen to other people, but ultimately at the end of the day, you know, really keep your own counsel and be true to your choices. And it's been, you know, you mentioned I've been in and around filmmaking and various parts of the process for 35 plus years. I cut my first piece of film when I was 8 years old. So that's a long journey.
It's a long journey, long journey. Listen, I gotta take another break, but what I'd like to ask you when we come back, you mentioned the actors, and I'd like to take a little deeper dive in that, how you pick those actors for the specific parts within the film and how they reflected those values that we're talking about in the film. So we'll be right back, and then we'll talk about it. Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm talking with filmmaker Darius Will here, and we are here helping you maybe see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. I saw that little thing on the commercial. I was like, yeah, you know what? That's what this show is about. The actors, you know, how did you pick those the specific actors for this particular movie?
Well, honestly, you know, it kind of starts the same way. You have a script that you really hope that people enjoy. And you get a casting director, which we had, you know, Carlos Masal was our casting director. He's worked with Netflix. He's really a talented casting director that, you know, he brings a lot of material to the table. And I think as a director, you just know when you have the right person. You know, it's like you can kind of get there and, you know, but when you're getting down, like you start with maybe 150 submissions. You just know. And, you know, like if you look at our cast, you know, we had, you know, Ricardo is, you know, Cayetan Aramburo. I looked at, I don't know, 150, 180 actors for that part. And the moment, it's not that the others weren't good. You know, that's not the point. There's just something that you see in a specific character that that shines through. And you go, this is the guy. And I remember, like, you know, I saw this and, you know, like he had to do it on his phone and he was out in the middle of nowhere. And I'm trying to convince the executive producer. I'm like, this is the guy. We need this guy. And, you know, it was I'm like, let's get a dinner so you can see it. But ultimately, you know, each of these characters in this film are somewhat archetypes. You know, you have the grandfather played, you know, by Eugenio Montesordo, who's kind of the mentor archetype. You know, you have the journeyer, which is our lead, Cayetano. You have, you know, his one of his best friends from childhood, who is, you know, Javi Santarita, who's kind of like the jester. He brings like the comedic element. You know, you have the love interest, you know, who brings kind of like the heart, you know, the character of Paulina. She brings the heart of the movie. And then you have, you know, that his best friend from childhood, you know, Paco, who's sort of this resistance that, you know, like that's bringing the challenge. And remember, this isn't like, we don't have Darth Vader coming in or a Transformer invasion, you know, our scale of drama is the vast majority of what we as humans experience, you know. Cinema, to in its bombastic way, has sort of diminished somewhat the human experience. And when you get these lovely little films that really sort of take a moment to go, how incredible is the human experience? They live on with us for a long time. I would rather make A Miracle on 42nd Street than, you know, a huge bombastic film. Not saying I wouldn't like to do that as well, but if I had to make a choice, I would want one that I knew was going to resonate with people for a very long time, as opposed to just being this summer's, you know, popcorn thing. And those are incredible movies. Don't get me wrong. They require unbelievable skill, but it's a different thing.
Well, you know, even in Marvel, I'm thinking of the Black Panther and Doctor Strange. I'm thinking, you know, that one of the things they incorporated in that was purpose, was inspiration, was the hero's journey again, as we talked before. So I think those ultimately became their greatest successes. I think people are hungry for the humanity within the film industry, where we could really reach out and it touches us in a way that helps us to grow or inspires something great in us. What do you say to that?
Absolutely. I think that the studios doing big films these days understand that it's not enough to be fantastic CGI. You have to bring something that resonates with an audience. And I think they're doing, I think the writers, the producers, the studio executives, I know they understand it from a business point of view because they have a formula. And, you know, like for experienced filmmakers, we can tell, like, I'm like, oh, here comes the whiff of death, you know, here comes, you know, bad guys closing in. We know these beats, we know they're coming in. But for the general audience, it's nice to know that they're putting good, positive messages in that. And my only, you know, the bit you've heard Scorsese in the news recently and Spielberg and Coppola sort of like talking about how these things are killing cinema as a whole, and various other sort of like viewpoints to the contrary. And I think that's not, I respect their opinions, but it's sort of missing, it's diverting the point into an argument. We like to be argumentative. So now it's the studios against smaller cinema. And that's not the point. You need both. But I think, you know, one of my favorite filmmakers of all time was Frank Capra. And I think he more than any other, or one of the primary directors who helped put he created a visual representation of Americana, the American dream, that, you know, that inspiring positive look towards life. And he was an Italian American immigrant, you know, so, you know, we are a country of that is essentially largely built, you know, e pluribus unum, out of many one, you know, and we need that cinema in our life. We need the hero's journey on a small scale that we can relate to. So we're not waiting for Doctor Strange to open a portal in our living room to go have an amazing life experience, you know, and I love those movies.
Yeah.
But
I love those movies too. But I like your point. I think we have to open our own portals in our own movies and be able to step into those portals and let go of some of the stories that we've had in our life. That's what I love about the film, is that it tells a human story, a story that we can relate to, but there's transformation going on. And at the end of this, we can relate to the character, and we can relate to that, that transformation and look at ourselves. Like, you know, where are the transformations we need in our own life? Listen, I've got to close out this segment, Darius. And I know I thought we'd probably just do the short segment. I'm hoping you can stay on for the next segment. Is that possible?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do that.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to this final segment of the show today. Hope you're enjoying this. Right now, I'm interviewing Darius Will here. He's a filmmaker, and he's got a new film out. And we've been talking about that. So if you just joined us, the film is called The Way Home. And we're talking about the way home for all of us, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Darius, when somebody sits down and watches the film, what would you say are the benefits for that person to watch the film?
I think it's going to give them a surprising amount of joy, honestly. I think that they're going to watch it and they're going to see things that are going to make them appreciate the victories that they've had in life. It's going to make them reflect on the losses they've had in life in a cathartic way. And I believe it's going to give them hope for what lies ahead of them in this journey that starts from when we were born and carries on throughout the entirety of our life. So I think it's going to be an incredibly fulfilling moment for them, and they're going to realize that they are watching a love letter that is from the heart, that's coming from their past, to just give them a moment to say, enjoy the life you are living right now. And if there's a change you need to make, there's no better time than now to make it.
I really like that. Change. You know, people don't necessarily like change. So it's nice we can deliver it in a movie and show them the change. And then they can make their own decisions whether they want to change. I'd like to put the cover of the movie up on the screen right now. Jerry, you're going to have to move over to the side a little bit.
There we go.
All right. So everybody can see the name of the movie. And Darius, where can people see the movie right now? Is there a website we can go to, or is it opening in theaters around there? Where can we see it right now?
Right now it is festivals only. So, you know, we are going to be in the Broadway International Film Festival in LA this August. I believe we're opening that festival, which is tremendously exciting for us. And for the next few months, we're doing what the indie filmmakers call the festival circuit. And this is a chance for us to go out to show people who are passionate about cinema and where all these festivals are, our labor of love. So I would say, you know, right now people are kind of a little bit out of luck. I mean, I know I have to get like something up on my YouTube channel to sort of share some of that with them. And, you know, hopefully sooner than later, it will be out for broad public consumption. I know people are like shutting off their streaming right now. I can't watch this.
Yeah. Well, you know, the good news is as a listener, as one of my listeners, if you are a subscriber to our members area, then when Darius releases the film, we'll let you know. So that and if there's another way to get the film, we'll also let you know. So you might want to go to voicesofcourage.us, and right on the homepage, you can sign up to be an insider's member in our organization. All right. I'm wondering, what's next for Darius?
More inspiring films. Honestly, it's, you know, there are a lot of filmmakers making incredible films these days, whether no matter the genre, whether it's horror or comedy or action or, you know, spectacle. And, you know, I am very committed to bringing positive, uplifting, you know, messages through my films. And doing that between, you know, keeping food on the table for the family is, you know, that balance, but really finding other people who share this vision of other producers, other filmmakers, other financiers who really kind of have a shared vision of let's put positive, uplifting messages out there. There is a huge audience for it. You know, if our screenings of this movie proved one thing, it was that people are starved for positive, uplifting content. That the amount of people who, I don't know if you experience this, but if your friends are like, there's nothing on Netflix to watch, you know, and there's infinite amounts of things on Netflix to watch, but people are wanting something else. And when they find, even when they find these, they call them gems. We found this gem that was made by this little thing. I want to work on making gems.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And one of the reasons this show has become so popular, I mean, we're in 185 countries, you know, 20 plus networks. We've got millions of people listening to this these days. And it's because I believe what you just said is true. People are wanting that positive message. They want to deal with people and listen to people that have values that they support. I think that's the key. And I think from my own experience, it is difficult to find movies that I want to embrace and I want my family to watch. You know, it just is right now. Same thing with series, same thing with some of the programming on the air. You know, when everybody went to let's bash the, you know, the next administration, you know, we got tired of bashing this one. Let's go to the next one. And let's find everything that's wrong with America. I went, you know, I'm not participating. What I'm participating in is finding solutions, and solutions start with ourselves. You know, it's like, you know, become a moon in this world, right? One moon shines brighter than 1,000 stars, right? Yeah. So become the moon. And how we do that is we don't do it by looking at everything that's wrong. We can notice it, but we have to change ourselves. If we change ourselves, we'll do our job of changing the world. That's my point of view. So, Darius, what's your point of view on that? What do you think?
I think that there is enough. There are so many people in the world today that you have to be a decent human being. You have to have kindness as a core value, because that is, you know, that's kind of what allows so many of us to be in such tight spaces and have civility. And the point of all that is to be able to advance as a species. You know, it's only through true collaboration are we going to start being able to solve some of the real problems that we have as a species. And if we can take all this energy and attention that gets invested on being argumentative or, you know, focusing on our differences, and instead focus it on common problems that we all want to do something to solve, we're going to get a lot farther, a lot faster. And, you know, George Carlin, who he's an American gem for sure, and very divisive. But he does an incredible thing about, like, let's stop talking about our differences. Let's talk about the things that bring us together. And it's a hilarious skit.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I saw it as a kid, I was like, oh, that's really interesting. We do primarily focus on the things that make us different.
We do. And that's fine to appreciate our differences. But when we start to use those differences to create distance between us, then we're going down the wrong path, in my opinion. Listen, I got to take another quick break. We come back. I want to ask you a little deeper question about yourself. And I want to do this there's a reasoning behind it. So we'll be right back and stay tuned. Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm glad you stood with us here. And, you know, I had that question, I promised, for Darius. And
there we go.
It is a deep question, you know, and okay. Feel free to answer it any way you want. But I'd like to know, like, who is Darius Will here? Who is it? Who are you? What are you about?
I think that is a deep question, you know, and it has a lot of levels of answering. But I think at heart, I'm a decent person who is curious about the world, and who, I feel that a large part of the reason why I'm in this world is to help people. And through whatever path or whatever, you know, I have found that as a filmmaker or as an artist, by inspiring people, that I can fulfill my purpose in life. And, you know, you're one of your show's taglines is do the impossible. And let me tell you, making a film without is a mission impossible. I don't care what the scale is. And, you know, that's so, you know, making films.
I asked that question for a reason. You know, filmmakers, we need funding, people. We need funding. So, you know, Darius is a good guy. He's got new films coming out. He's got more films coming out. We just talked about an idea for a possible next series coming out. So, Darius, if is there a place somebody could get a hold of you if they wanted to maybe invest in one of your upcoming films? You know, they're listening to this show. My audience is filled with individuals that are like-minded, that are really here to make a difference in the world. So is there a way people can get a hold of you, maybe through your publicist, Brenda Herrera, or what would you suggest?
Absolutely. Through her, they can email, you know, my company directly, you know, dareatdarecinema.com.
And let's say that real slow. What is it?
Dare, dareatdarecinema.com.
Okay, good. That's simple. Okay. Yeah, that's a good way. You know, you know, I encourage my audience. If you know somebody, you know, you want to take action. This is an audience that does take action. If you want to take action and make a difference in the world, I encourage you to fund people like Darius or Darius himself, so that we can get more of these positive films in the world. Yeah, that was I wanted people to get to know you. That's why I asked that, Darius. Right.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, listen, final thoughts here. What do you say, you know, going through a lot of stuff in the world, there's lots of things happening in the world. You've got the stage right now. What's your message to the world right now, Darius?
It really is about take a moment to understand who you are and how you can contribute to the world in a positive way. If all of us do some small act of positive contribution in this world, it will add up to a tremendous advance. You know, there's been such a downplay of the unspoken hero, you know, that the person of goodwill who just does acts that maybe aren't going viral on social media, none of that matters. It doesn't. At the end of the day, no one's gonna remember any of that, but that person you helped, that kid that you helped put through school, that person who, you know, maybe you bought them a meal, they are never going to forget it. I one of my favorite lines from this film, whether I wrote it or not, is something I truly believe. And that is, there are two things that a person never forgets in life. And that is undeserved cruelty or unexpected kindness. And I say, be that unexpected kindness in someone's life, because they will never forget it. And that will inspire them to do similar things of their own.
Wow. I sure love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you so much for being here on this show. What you just, you touched my purpose in life. My purpose in life is to help people to be the hero in life, be their own hero, right? And you just touched on that. So thank you for that. And, if there's audience members out there right now, you're going through a tough time. It's time to let go of those thoughts that you won't get through it, those thoughts that it's hopeless, those thoughts that this is just the way it is, because it's not. It's not. You can be the hero in your own life. You can step up today and take even one small step to move the needle forward, move yourself forward. And, Darius said too, it doesn't take a lot to help another person. You could be standing in the cashier's line at checking out at the grocery store, and you just smile at that cashier, and you ask them about their day. And sometimes that's the difference that it makes, or you can do something greater. But that's what I know to be true, Darius. Any comments on that? And then we're going to close out.
Yeah, I would say that's absolutely true. We all go through tough times. And I would say it's the unfortunate person who doesn't, because tough times make us stronger. Tough times build character. But sometimes they can feel too tough. And I would say that my one piece of advice on that words is, if you're in a situation where you feel you can't get out of it and you can't see your way out of the darkness, the one thing that has always helped me find light is find a way to help others. That infusion of purpose in your life can make all the difference. It can just, I don't know how to express it. And, all I can say is try it. When you can't find a way to make your situation in life better, take a pause on it and go find a way to make someone else's life better. It might just be that lack of purpose in your life that is making the darkness a little blacker than it needs to be. And
I love
that. I would just like to thank everybody who helped me.
Yeah. And God knows there's a lot of individuals out there that are waiting for you to step into and maybe give them a hand up. So I love the advice. I love it. Thank you, Darius, for being on this show. Powerful message, powerful show. And I wish you so much success on the way home.
Thank you.
That you're on and we're all on, and you've made a beautiful film around that. Thank you so much again.
Thank you, Ken. And if you'll allow me 10 seconds, I really do have to say, as I said, making a film is a mission impossible. To all the crew and, the Olivia, Alfonso, everybody who helped, this would not have been possible without you. So, I owe a tremendous debt of gratitude to my crew, my cast, my producers, and to people like you who have helped spread the message and believe in the film.
There we go. All right. Well, thank you again, Darius, for being here. And let us know as soon as this release so we can put it out to all of our members.
I promise I will.
Okay. And from my heart to all of yours, I hope you continue to enjoy these episodes. Please tell your family and friends about these episodes. That's how we grow. It's sometimes one person at a time, but it's a positive action you can take to maybe make somebody's life better today is forward this podcast to them, this show to them. From my heart to yours, may you continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible.